The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key. Okay, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Rent, aka Dave from LA, and today is February the 15th, 2016. It is a Tuesday. I want to thank you all for listening today, and let's get right into the show. But of course, before we do that, we always start with the business at hand. Everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network in the programs brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You've heard us say before how important it really is for us to have this avenue and this medium of us being able to come together in order to talk about what's going on and to, more importantly, develop a plan and to set an agenda for us to move in the direction that is so, so important and so needed. So everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Make your monetary donations. Yes, donate some of your cash so that the network can actually grow and stay in business and do all the things that are necessary. And also donate some of your professional services, donate your time, donate some of your events, develop some events that Black Talk Radio Network can be featured. And you can do that anytime, and you can also contact Black Talk Radio Network and let them know, let Scotty know what it is that you plan on doing and see how that could be facilitated and carried out. So, so important, because we need to get everyone on board and get people informed and let them make their own decisions about some of the things that are going on in the world and to not to get their news just from mainstream media. So with that being said, also let's go to Facebook and check out some of the articles that we had posted there today. Pretty busy day in the world of news. So let's check out what we have there. First story, one second. Our first story comes from, I forgot to say, if you have any questions or you want to actually contact me here at Tando Radio Show, you can do it via Facebook, or you can email me, at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. or text me at 951-790-8330, and I will definitely get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Okay, so the first story comes from, Buzz Journal, journals.com, and it says Peabody Energy to lay off workers at mines. And this one comes, and this is about the overall. This is going to continue to happen, which you're starting to see, is the overall collapse of the energy sector, and without energy, no nation moves. Energy sector is going to collapse and is going to actually spread into all other facets of the economy. Next, this one comes from NBC News. Gunfire erupts during raid linked to Paris attacks, reports say. Next article comes from Sputnik News. Strategical allies, Russia to supply Afghanistan with millions of tons of oil. Let me tell you, one of the things is how you can tell the overall positioning of a country is the people in the other countries that are doing business with them. And this is huge. So you can see that the overall switch from the U.S. is now going to the BRIC nations. Next article comes from RT. Russia and China closes in. U.S. fears of the losing the air dominance to more capable adversaries. Top U.S. officials, personnel have told the Senate that they need more funds to modernize their existing aircraft. Let me tell you, one of the things with that is so important. is funny is that what the U.S. is making, all of this high tech stuff, and what Russia and China is making is they're making it moderate tech stuff, but everything works. And it's some of it's old technology, and it doesn't have all of the high speed and low drag stuff. But the thing about it, all of their equipment works, and it works very, very well, much better than some of the modern U.S. weaponry. When you talk about the air camp, when you talk about the air dominance, America has already lost air dominance to not only Russia and China, but to India and some other developed countries in the world. They have much better, Europe has better, Europe, France, who else? Britain have much better air superiority than the U.S. has, because the U.S. new technology does not work. It doesn't work in bad weather, and it doesn't work, period. So, and you can tell that this is happening because most of the world is now buying Russian military hardware instead and foregoing buying the U.S. hardware because it's expensive and it doesn't work. So check out that article. Next one comes from oilprice.com. Why oil prices may not move higher gives you a good indication of how this is going to decelerate the overall economy. Next article, this was a pretty good one. And it wasn't what you would think right off the bat. This one comes from thenest.com, thenest.com, and it says neurological blog, electronic blood. Well, read this article, really good one, about some of the new technologies that are going to be had for computers. They're actually going to have like a way to cool off the hard drives and cool off the computers by pumping water through the overall computer, which is known as electronic blood. So really good article for all you tech savvy people and, you know, people that care about tech. All right, next one comes from syringedryer.com, and this one's a great one. Why silence is good for the brain. Oh, man, I know a couple of people I need to tell this to. Why silence is good for the brain. It's so important for us to sometimes just be quiet. Have some time in your day where you have some quiet and some peace without any talking, without any other noise. You know, they're talking about noise pollution in this article, which is really good. Just get away from everything and have just, if anything, background natural noise. Not from engines, not from anything manufactured, but just sit back and have some time to have some silence and allow other people around you to have that also. It's so, so important. So check out this article, really good one. I even started to talk lower. Man, tells you how much silence I need. I love silence. I absolutely love silence. It's more than golden. It's refreshing. It's recharging. And if you haven't had that in a while, or if you are unaware that how important silence is, start to give it a try. You will see that you will need more and more of it. Okay, next article. This comes from, who does this come from? Same one, syringedryer.com. The never-ending war against vitamin C. In her article of February the 19th, 2016, Denise Dior jumps into the heavily populated bandwagon, and I can't see the rest of that because I don't want to open this up, but it's a real good article. Let me tell you about vitamin C. Vitamin C is under attack for a lot of reasons. One, because of some of the man-made diseases and the man-made viruses, vitamin C, along with other elements and other herbs and other things that the great creator God Almighty has created, totally annihilates the man-made biological disease or virus. And this is why they want to get rid of vitamin C and require that it can only be given by a prescription. And believe me, the doses that they would want to give you, it's not going to do your body very much good. But this is why there is an ongoing attack for all the things that work that are non-synthetic. They only want the rest of the world on pharmaceutical synthetic drugs for their natural bodies, which will not work. So check out that article. No, find out more about vitamin C and the importance of it. If vitamin C is cured so many different things, from people being in comas, from people being in so many different things. Ebola was one that vitamin C was critical in dealing with that outbreak. So check out that one. Next one comes from Bloomberg.com. Putin pressures Assad with surprise pullback of Russian forces. Then the next one, but believe me, this is a very strategical move because they may be pulling back, but all of the necessary equipment that's there in their overall position is there. This is a smart move because now they're going to let the ISIS groups and all of the other terrorist groups in Turkey all do what they want to do for a minute, and then Russia is going to come right back in. So this is a smart move. Next one says comes from, who does this come from? This one comes from Press TV. Turkey forces in Syrian territory, Russia says. Basically, they've already started the invasion. Big setup here. Next one comes from Sputnik. Ex-NATO chief urges dividing Syria into three parts. That's what the U.S. always tries to do. Next, we go to RussianInsider.com. The FBI have a devastating witness who could ruin Hillary's presidential bid. I bet they do. If you know the histories of the Clintons, you would know why I say that. So check that one out. Next one comes from TheDailyBeast.com. CentralCom embroiled in a climate of fear. Embroiled in climate of fear. Analyst for the U.S. Central Command says top officials have created a climate of intimidation during an ongoing campaign. Check out that article. Let me tell you, this is something that has happened throughout all empires. Just as they start to go through their collapse, the military starts to completely fall apart. And this could be the onset of just that happening within the U.S. And that is very, very dangerous because when that happens, they are going to be very, very heavy-handed in different responses to things. And it's something that the deterioration of the overall military, one, they're deteriorating because they've overextended themselves and the colonization of other countries for the stealing of resources for America. So you're not ever going to have a military that's going to be able to withstand itself because that overextension only causes you to be weak. And that's exactly what's going on here. Next one comes from Reuters. Oh, this was a really good one. This one, Whiting Petroleum sees more than $1 billion in credit lines cut. Whiting Petroleum Corporation expected its credit line to be cut by more than $1 billion in early May loan reviews. This is what's starting to happen. When they start pulling back the credit, it's going to expand even to your credit. And this is what happens as you start to get closer to the overall economic collapse. First, the energy sector is going to go. Europe is going to go. And then everything will start. The domino effects from that are going to be great. So they're starting to cut back credit. And these companies, nor can most Americans in this country, live without credit because their whole economic system is based off of credit. Now they got everyone addicted to it. They got everyone heavily in debt. Now they're going to pull the rug from under everyone. That has always been the plan. That is something that has throughout history has been true and been done before. And once again, because we don't know history, it repeats itself in a very, very disastrous way. So this is a good article to let you know where things are going and how things are unfolding. and what you can expect. Yes, they're going to do the major, some of the major corporations within the energy sector, but this is a prelude to your credit being cut in all forms. So check this out and prepare yourselves accordingly. Next article. This one, I really didn't get to read much of it, but I definitely want to read this one. This is real interesting. This comes from the sciencealert.com. Scientists have grown dinosaur legs on a chicken for the first time. Scientists have grown dinosaur legs on a chicken for the first time. Until very recently, one of the biggest myths in science that all dinosaurs have been extinct. And I didn't see the rest of that article, but let me tell you. Significance of this. One of the things that we're going to definitely do here on Tando Radio Show probably next week, because I doubt that we will be on Friday, but we are going to read from the Book of Enoch, one of the oldest writings in human history that we know of now. And the reason being is because you are going to see some very the similarities of the past reports happening again. Mutilation and DNA switching and developing hybrid beings and hybrid animals and crossbreeding animals with other animals. This is nothing new, but what it is the science of the old. There's nothing new about this. They've been doing this for so long, but it's just coming back now to where they're admitting it and showing you and showcasing you. Pretty soon you will see the evidence of their work, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to be in a form that, you know, having some dinosaur characteristics, all of the worst kinds of the dinosaur characteristics. But this is what mankind always does, is the mutation of different living species, because that is what they do to control. And not only that, it is a part of their demonic ritual. So this is nothing more than a demonic ritual, and what they're trying to do is basically make it presentable to say that it's science. No, this is nothing more than a demonic ritual that are being practiced, one of the many demonic rituals that are being practiced as we speak now. As we speak now, the mutation of living species is going to only expand through GMOs and through DNA splitting and DNA cross pollination and everything else. So this is just where we are. It's nothing new, but it is going to be new to us. So check out that article. Next one comes from NewYorkDailyNews.com. Man kills hatchet wielding man swinging at a Washington 7-Eleven clerk. The customer with a concealed weapons permit killed a hatchet wielding man swinging at a Washington State 7-Eleven clerk. Really good article. Let you know, contrary, you're not going to ever find stuff like this on mainstream media. Only thing that they want to push for is what the agenda wants, and that's the disarming of the general population, so they can't protect themselves from the overall tyranny that will be brought upon the whole country. But more importantly, so that they will be in a position of disadvantage and have to run to the very government that took their weapons, buy a gun. It's so amazing. They want to take your gun while they have all the guns. And how do they respond to you? With weapons in hand and weapons of all kinds. And they will use them against you every time, because they have in the past. So check out this article. Let you know the importance of being able to protect yourself at any time. And it doesn't matter what any man says. No man can keep you from protecting yourself by means that are reasonable and necessary. So it doesn't matter what their laws are. You have a right to defend yourself, even to the point of breaking the law to do it. Tell them where they can go. So very important. Next article comes from Press TV. U.S. aircraft carrier arrives in South Korea. This was last week, but it's still good because this thing is unfolding as we speak in the Korean Peninsula. Just so you know, next article comes from the Ron Paul Institute.org. Loretta Lynch and the government's war on freedom of speech. Check out that one. Next one comes from Sputnik again. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un announces nuclear warheads test imminent. This is all about that. Let me tell you, one of the things about North Korea and what's so dangerous about that, and the next article speaks to that. And this one, next one comes from superstation95.com. Unexpected escalation in the Korean peninsula situation. This is very dangerous. Let me tell you why. Because what the U.S. is doing is that they're sanctioning North Korea, and they're going to force North Korea to engage in a military way because of the sanctions. Just like you would do. If someone prevents you from earning a living, prevented you from leaving your home, preventing you from feeding your family, and had you stuck hostage in your house, you would at some point, in realizing that you couldn't provide for your family, you at some point would turn to means of defending yourself and your family, because that is exactly what's being, that is what's happening. You are being threatened, and actually you are being attacked. But see, it's a passive aggression. It's a cowardice passive aggression. Instead of actually attacking you, what they try to do is sanction, starve you out, knowing that it's only going to push for war. And they do it with people in countries that they know aren't going to attack them militarily. But see, they do that to set the precedent so that they can do it and have other countries attack them militarily. And North Korea is one of the countries, because of the sanctions, the designs of the sanctions were the same design of the sanctions and the embargo that they placed on Japan, so that Japan would lash out by violence and attack them. That's exactly what they want. And this is what they're going to create by doing this. They are attacking North Korea, plain and simple. Mighty funny, the U.S., Israel, which Israel is one of the only nations that is actually illegally having nuclear weapons, but there's no sanctions, no talk about that at all. I don't know if you knew that, but Israel, it has all of the nuclear weapons that they have are illegal and are against the overall treaties that the world had established between the countries, but no one says anything about that. They're not trying to sanction them. They're not trying to move them to a UN Security Council meetings or anything else. But see, North Korea and other countries, Iran, want to get nuclear weapons, and they're saying, no, 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 no. And that's a classic bully title. Whenever you have a weapon that can defeat anyone, you don't want anyone else to have it. Are you kidding me? So you mean to tell me you can have nukes and we can't? That's not going to happen. But we all know that these governments are in one big fraternity against the general population. And this is why we need to really, really look at what's going on and change and dismantle the systems that are pressing before us. And not only that, are actually hamstringing and preventing us from getting to the level that we need to be at. We no longer need to be a class zero society. We need to elevate ourselves to a class one society. And then we can't do that with the overall fear and violence that we wage on this planet against each other and against every living spirit and being on this planet. So we need to get rid of all the troublemakers. Next we have, or just totally new to them and take away the base of control that they have. Next one comes from ZenGardener.com. The American Way, a study in, it's funny how we were just kind of talking about this. The study in psychopaths. Study in psychopaths. Very good article. And if you really think about it, there are nothing but psychopaths that have sociopaths working for them. And then that's where you probably have a major U.S. corporation or a major U.S. governmental entity as the prime example of what that is, the sociopath being controlled by the psychopaths. So check out that article. Better hurry up so we can get to a commercial break. Next one, we're going to have part two of Rigged and Rotten, the America that you know as a victim or uphold as one of the many suspects. We're going to finish that out today. And was that it? Yep, that was it. So, okay, everyone, getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump in to finish yesterday's. I think we only have like 15 or 20 minutes. Very, very important. We need to talk about it and look at some very important things that shows how the system is rotten, rigged and rotten. And the thing is that it's so, I mean, it's really critical for us to walk away from this, because if we don't, it's just going to continue to decimate our overall prosperity and our overall quality of lives and our ability to be self-determining and sovereign from the very beginning in the essence. And believe me, there are other living beings throughout this planet, throughout this universe, that are waiting for us to arrive on the scene and to elevate ourselves from a class zero society to become a class one society, so that we can really start living a more fulfilled eternity. You are going to live forever. Energy never ever is extinguished. It only moves. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break at any time. After the video, we'll finish playing. I think we only have like 15, 20 minutes left. You give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490-32 pound. Then hit star 61. We're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketslivinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032 pound. 549-032 pound. To signal the host, it's star 61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
All right, and welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to jump right into this video and finish this out. Then we need to definitely talk about what it is and some of the things that we found here that I think is very, very important for us to know. So we're going to jump back into the video. Let me place it where we were, and we'll get this going. Where are we at? Yeah,
oops. Town to signal the host. It's-
Oops, excuse me. Sorry about that, everyone. Hit the wrong one. Wrong button. Let me stage this, and we'll be good to go. Here
we go. To fail comes from the Federal Reserve System's power to create...
Oh, one sec.
...created by an act of Congress in 1913. Its operation and relationship with the U.S. government is amorphous, if not completely nebulous to the public. Some claim this is by design. for the Fed conveniently operates as a close partner when Congress needs to borrow yet more money, but an independent agency when it's convenient to insulate itself from political fallout or its part in precipitating recessions. Thus, in 1913, Congress delegated its duty to manage the money supply to a bunch of elite New York bankers who formed a banking cartel now known as the Federal Reserve System. When the Federal Reserve System was planned in 1910, it was done so without the full knowledge and consent of the people. Born in secrecy on an island off the coast of Georgia, elite bankers of the time sought to establish a central bank that would mimic European banks and ultimately give them complete control over the nation's money.
The Federal Reserve is technically owned by the member banks, so we know who owns the Federal Reserve, the member banks. But who owns the member banks is very difficult, if not impossible, to find out, because the member banks are not registered with any government agency. They're not corporations. They have the basic structure of a partnership or something very private. It may even be something unique, but it's not on the public record. And the owners or the partners of these banks are not about to let it be known. No, it's true that you can buy stock in, you know, Chase Manhattan and all that sort of thing. You can buy stock in the Bank of America, and, you know, as a stockholder, you're listed. But the true control and ownership is not on the public record. And it's easy to hide that. You can use street names. You can use Swiss accounts. You can have corporations holding stock for other corporations which are holding stock for other corporations and that sort of thing. In general, it's possible to completely conceal the controlling interest of the banks from the public.
From 1913 to 1971, the elite Federal Reserve bankers managed to slowly decouple the nation's currency from the gold and silver backing required by the Constitution. In 1971, the Fed cartel finally got Richard M. Nixon to disconnect the last vestiges of gold from money on the pretense that the British and French were redeeming too many of their Federal Reserve notes for gold. Something people and countries are supposed to do when Congress and bankers print up too many Federal Reserve notes.
But when you went off the gold standard, finally, when we cut it loose in 1971, when I was in Nixon's White House, and the reason we went off the gold standard totally, was that all these dollars that we had poured out in the United States had gone abroad, and the British were coming in with our dollars, demanding gold at $35 an ounce or $42 an ounce. They would have cleaned us out. So Nixon shut the gold window.
Now that the bond between gold and paper money has finally been broken, over the period of 1913 to 1971, the elite bankers print up as much fiat currency as Congress demands for all manner of welfare and warfare purposes.
Of course, anybody who likes big government, whether it's for the welfare state or for warfare, do not like the restraints of a gold standard, because then governments would have to pay for everything. They'd have to tax the people. And if the people were taxed today for all the welfare and all the warfare, all of it would end.
The relationship between fiat money and wars is direct and immediate. Wars at the scale that we know them in the modern world would simply not be possible, and they would not happen if it weren't possible for the nations who are waging those wars to raise the money from the population through the hidden tax called inflation. Inflation is caused by the Federal Reserve System through fiat money, the creation of money out of nothing. So, if it were not for fiat money, most of the wars that we've known in recent times simply would not have been fought on either side.
Ultimately, all the money that is used to stimulate, rescue, or bail out corporate entities that are too big to fail comes from the Federal Reserve System's power to create money out of thin air. also known as monetized debt, as more fully covered in the movie Fiat Empire. The 2008 Bear Stearns, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, AIG, and $700 billion Wall Street bailout, root cause, fiat money, not subprime lending, as Treasury Secretary Paulson claimed, are only the most recent examples. Other bailouts in past decades have been Penn Central Railroad, 1907, Lockheed, 1907, New York City, 1975, Chrysler, 1978, Commonwealth Bank, 1972, First Pennsylvania Bank, 1979, Chicago Continental Bank, 1982, and the entire U.S. savings and loan system in the 1980s. The Federal Reserve System makes all this moral hazard possible. Even though the original intent of the founders was for Congress to be the most prominent branch of our government, today's congressmen are shirking this responsibility. They do this by improper delegation of their duties and responsibilities to outside agencies, committees, other branches of government, and even private entities. Why? So they can avoid blame for such things as bailouts and wars and stay in office as long as possible. To the degree they can get the courts or the president to decide on the tough issues, they can avoid making unpopular choices, choices that could get them voted out. Money is the primary touchy issue because money represents the energy of the citizens. Yes, people are very concerned about their wages, credit, stocks, and money. Given this, what could be more relevant than Article 1, Section 8, which states, Congress shall have power to coin money and regulate its value. Section 10 then goes on to say that no state shall emit bills of credit or make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. The meaning is clear. Gold and silver, when coined, are the only things that are money. Regulate its value? What does this mean? It means Congress is charged with the responsibility to run a quality control check on all weights and measures which allow money to be counted, thus valued. How can you ethically value money unless you can ethically count it? That said, most people don't realize that a dollar is a unit of weight, like a pound or an ounce or a ton. In the U.S., a dollar is the unit of weight of pure precious metal in coin form. Thus, $1 of silver weighs 0.77 troy ounces. In the early 1900s, $1 of gold weighed 0.048 troy ounces. Given the real definition of the word dollar, it's easy to see what the Constitution is talking about when it charges Congress with the responsibility of maintaining the value of a dollar in terms of honest weights and measures. But today, people, and even Congress, misinterpret the original intent of Article 1 in other ways. They think it's Congress's job to maintain the value of the dollar by adjusting interest rates or adjusting the money supply, what's known as an elastic currency. An elastic currency is blatantly illegal per Article 1. Congress has no authority to allow the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee to adjust interest rates. Only the free market has the authority to adjust interest rates through the billions of individual transactions made by hundreds of millions of citizens. Thus, the cost of money, the interest rate, should be valued by the free market, not the Federal Reserve System.
The gold standard, in my judgment, is the right standard to have. The problem with it is this. There is no gold standard which is going to bind politicians and prevent them from creating dollars. As they create the dollars to pay for wars and other things, then people realize that the dollars aren't that valuable and they come for the gold. And in other words, politicians will inflate the currency regardless of a gold standard. And we have found that gold standards collapse because politicians do things to make it to collapse.
But you can't print up gold or silver. Gold and silver take human effort to acquire. Thus, the supply of money can be regulated by the price of gold and silver in the free market. On the other hand, money based on paper with no ties to gold or silver can be endlessly printed up, thus regulated not by the free market, but misregulated by the state. With this kind of money, bills of credit, the government can print up as much money as it wants, thus watering down everyone else's money. We call this loss of purchasing power when it happens, and it has happened plenty. It now takes 100 pennies to buy what only 5 pennies could buy back in 1913, the year the Federal Reserve System was established.
Where does Congress get most of its funding?
I would like to say from us, but I'm sure they have foreign investors that they also get their money from us.
They print it.
And can you elaborate on that?
They have no funding. They have no money. It's all puff and mirrors. They have no money. It's all an illusion. There's not much in back of it.
The dollar has just gone down precipitously, much faster now. So the dollar of 1913 probably is worth about 3 cents today. And even today it's going down rapidly. So as the dollar lost its backing slowly but steadily between 1913 and 1971, government did grow. And since 1971, all you have to do is look at the total obligations of the government financially, the debt that has been accumulated, the powers accrued to the government, and they keep growing.
Ironic that Alan Greenspan, before he was co-opted as chairman of the banking cartel, wrote, quote, "In the absence of a gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. There is no safe store of value," end quote. Today, judging from his book, The Age of Turbulence, Alan Greenspan seems to believe in free markets for every product, service, and commodity, except for the one commodity that's most universal, the cost of money, that is, interest rates. Whereas the free market should regulate everyone else, only the Open Market Committee at the Federal Reserve should regulate the cost and amount of money. And this regulated money should be forced on American citizens.
You should have free market principles apply not only within the marketplace of cars and gadgets and widgets and whatever else, so that the good will survive, so that people can do good and do better, so that the best will, the competition can produce a healthy environment where people keep improving their product, but you should have the free market within banking.
So, how did we go so wrong? Why is America now a post-industrial nation with an export profile similar to a 19th century third world colony? Let's take a look at the greed of multinational corporate fascists have caused we the people to undervalue the very Constitution upon which the American experiment depends. When the Cold War ended with the collapse of Marx's workers' paradise, the Soviet Union, the United States suddenly found itself the only superpower.
At the beginning of the 20th century, there were about five great empires: the British Empire, the French Empire, the German Empire, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and the Russian Empire. And you might add the Ottoman, and two great nations, Japan and the United States. and Japan became an empire. The end of the First World War saw the collapse of the Russian Empire, the German Empire, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Ottoman Empire. Collapsed in the rise of Hitler and Stalin and Mussolini and Lenin. And the Second World War brought the collapse of the British Empire and the French Empire and all the lesser empires, the Portuguese and the Dutch and the Belgian.
All reduced to dust because all dissipated their blood and treasure in perpetual wars.
Wars are the killers of empires. And the United States survived as the greatest country in the world for a single simple reason. We were the last great power to enter both world wars after most of the bloodshed had been done. American soldiers did not arrive in France in great numbers in the battles until the spring and summer of 1918, 6 months before the war ended. We went into Normandy 11 months before the end of a war, which was a 6-year war for the British. So the United States stayed out of the great wars until most of the bloodletting, or an awful lot of the bloodletting, was done. And we came in at the end, sort of like Fortinbras at the end of Hamlet.
The original intent of the U.S. founders was clear and effective. Stay out of wars. Don't squander the Republic's blood and treasure. Make no permanent alliances. All traditional values.
War is tolerated. In fact, war is even applauded in many cases, because people are of the impression that it is to the benefit of their nation. People tolerate or applaud war if they think it's a defensive war, if they think that they're defending themselves against a dreaded enemy. You would certainly tolerate a war. You would applaud it. The object is to convince the people of all nations, including those that are doing the attacking, to convince the population that their war is really a war of defense. They have to create in the minds of their people an image of a terrible enemy out there. And the reason they're attacking the enemy is because if they don't, he's going to attack them first. So it's a question of who gets the first shot.
All right, everyone, I wanted to stop it there for a couple of reasons. There were some really good things that were said, and there was the last thing that was said was where I wanted to make comment on this. Now you see, because what was just said is that they make the general population believe that they're being attacked in order for them to induce the war that they've already started. That is so true. Throughout this country's history, Pat Buchanan is always wrong. Always wrong, always will be wrong. And he said that this was once a great country. No, it never has been, nor can it ever be one, because of its foundation is immoral and corrupt and rotten to the core. And everything that they do is to misguide you and to make you believe, because believing is the key to magic, that they are something other than what they really are. This is a criminal empire, and it always has been. And it always will be until things change. But what they do is they make you think that you're being attacked by someone. Let's go over some of those examples. Or where they make you think that you've been attacked. How about Vietnam? When it was the Gulf of Tonkin incident that the U.S. had a ship attacked, and it was attacked by Israel. That was the USS Liberty. Then you had the falsehoods from every other war, mainly the Spanish-American, there's so many, the Spanish-American War. The U.S. actually sunk its own submarine to get into that. Then you go to World War I, fraudulent in nature there. World War II, definitely fraudulent in nature there, because they made you think that the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. when Japan, in actuality, even though they're all in one big fraternity, it wasn't true. What happened was Japan was under embargo and sanctioned, and that was what caused Japan to lash out, because Japan was being attacked. And what did Japan do? We got a call in queue. I'm going to go right to you, one second, caller. What did Japan do? They attacked a military installation. And what did the United States do? The great bully of old and of past, but won't be around for long. What did they do? They dropped two nuclear devices on the people of Japan. When, yes, there was plenty of military that they could have used that type of weaponry, even though that type of weaponry was illegal and immoral then, and as it is now. They set that whole stage so that the end game was that they already had the Manhattan Project underway because they needed someone to drop that bomb on to get the rest of the world in accordance with fear so that they will surrender their free will. Let's go to the caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis, Brother Davis calling from PA, man.
Brother Davis, what's going on? How are you?
I'm superb, but I just got a message from a person I'm going to have to interview tomorrow night because they can't give me any gap time. I've been working on this here for the last 2 days. But, Dave, it's, what you're talking about is phenomenal, because what this guy in my interview is about, it's about what's called walking trauma. Now, wow. Walking trauma is a program that's being fed into the American public so that they will submit their will. See, that's why when people see things being done to them that is wrong, but they don't react because they submit their will to what is being done. This is bigger than I could have imagined, Dave, I'm telling you. I want to also inform everybody that tomorrow night's show will not be tomorrow night. It'll be Thursday, if it's okay with you. Because
of course.
Okay. But this guy is opening a can of worms on technology that people don't even realize that's being used on us. But this stuff that is called, and you can take your time and do a little due diligence yourself with those individuals that are listening, but it's called walking trauma. And what it is we have been programmed so much that this is the next level on which to submit our control. And that is why they're pushing so many of these policies down the line, because they know that they have this program working to their advantage.
Exactly.
So the public is not speaking out against what is going wrong and not realizing it's a program. And they're being submitted to it unbeknownst to them because the technology is that far advanced. So thank you for the grace for allowing me to take this opportunity tomorrow night to interview this guy.
Thursday night.
The interview that I'm having with him is tomorrow night.
But
will be Thursday night. And believe me, everybody who has an opportunity to be or to sit on this show now, I'm going to ask him if I can record it. But I got to stay within the confines of just being able to get this interview. But this is going to open up a whole door of knowledge that you don't even know they're doing to you. And the sad part about it is that that's why they're being so blatant with passing some of these laws, taking away your right, and there's no fight, because you have been programmed to submit your will to someone else's responsibility. Dave, look, I'm going to go back into the room and listen for a while, but
yes,
I'm going to have to step out a little later. But I wanted to put that out there. I appreciate the courtesy and everybody allowing me to just take the time and get this information in order before I present it to you. But this is exactly up the alley of what you're talking about right now. Why they do what they do in spite of how you feel about it.
Wow, Brother Davis, I can't wait. Okay, so tomorrow you're going to interview him, and then Thursday you're going to do the show.
Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. Looking forward to it, Brother Davis. Is there anything you need from me, definitely let me know. Really looking forward to it. Appreciate you. Give my regard. And tell Sister Davis, I caught it late, but happy belated birthday. I meant to announce that on Monday. I know it was Sunday. So much love, much respect to Sister Davis.
Thank you. Be blessed and give my best to the best.
Yes. Brother Davis. Much love, much respect. Yeah. Man, I'm looking forward to that when Brother Davis brings that. And, you know, that is so true. And one of the things that's being said here, so many things that's being said here, and we're going to get back to it, and we're going to go to a commercial break, then get back to it. But before we go to the commercial break, there's one of the things that they said that we really need to focus on. Pat Buchanan said the gold standard doesn't work. No, he said, because what the politicians will do was just create cash around it. Very right there, but wrong in this standpoint. The gold standard does work. You got to get rid of all the politicians. See, no one has ever looked at that as being a part of the solution. And until we come to that realization and get rid of what they've created, because everything that they create is fraudulent, is immoral, and it's unethical. They said that early in the video, they said not too long ago that they didn't know what they were doing. The politicians, by not knowing, they would create something. They would make the mistake. No, they don't make mistakes. They've been controlling people, the psychology of controlling people, because they're sociopaths that are being controlled by psychopaths. There is no mistake. This is the agenda. It always has been and it always will be. And we need to walk away from their plans. Very easy to walk away from the destruction of the home by termites. Don't build your home with termites, and don't use the things that termites, don't build your home in the wood that termites feed off of. And until we walk away from this system, we will continue to see everything that we're seeing now, but it's going to get worse because the population is growing and they need to depopulate the planet because you are a threat to becoming sovereign, free, independent, self-determining, and more importantly, executing your free will for you in the things that you agree with other like living beings. You know, it's so funny. They taught us not to like people that's not like us. And that is such a demonic ritual, because you think about it. The great creator God Almighty made everyone uniquely different. But see, society would tell you to hate everything that's different about you. Only consume embed yourself and only root yourself with people that you know, agree with, and have the same thought pattern and believe the same thing. Did you know that's in the opposite direction of the great creator God Almighty? This is called cattle herding, while the great creator God Almighty wanted you to be free roaming and living and loving. Instead of celebrating our differences and our uniqueness, they have taught us to hate it, defile it, and be threatened by it, and more importantly, attack it. So that you can make those that aren't like you your slaves. Everybody wants a slave. Nobody wants to be one. You listen to Tando Radio Show. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we will jump back into the video. We got it was a little longer than I thought, but it's a lot of information. There's some things that we need to talk about. We won't go any longer than 30 minutes with this. Then we'll open up the phone lines. Need to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, and hit *61. I'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to jump right back into the video. Here we go.
Full of all nations, including those that are doing the attacking, to convince the population that their war is really a war of defense. They have to create in the minds of their people an image of a terrible enemy out there. And the reason they're attacking the enemy is because if they don't, he's going to attack them first. So it's a question of who gets the first shot.
From the ratification of the Constitution to World War I, Hamilton's vision guided the nation. What is Hamilton's vision? What Hamilton was saying was a nation's political independence is dependent upon its economic independence. Washington shared this vision with Hamilton because what they wanted to do was wean the Republic off of reliance on foreign trade so Americans would never again be drawn into wars of the old continent. The only way to do this, Hamilton reasoned, was to erect protective tariffs, a price of admission for foreign countries to have access to American markets.
The word protection is in virtually every Republican platform from 1884 to 1948, and the protectionist period in American history, which can fairly be called from about 1860 to 1928, was the most productive in the history of the United States or of the world. At the end of that period, we manufactured 42% of the world's goods.
The purpose for these tariffs was to stimulate our own people to build factories and finance a strong central government, which, at the time, was needed. A strategic goal enabling the people of the U.S. to be able to cut bonds of dependency upon foreign nations and create bonds of commerce amongst themselves. Further, when a nation puts a tariff on foreign goods coming into the country, it is more able to cut taxes on goods produced inside the country. But today, this is known as protectionism. A dirty word with the corporate fascists behind monopoly capitalism, media consolidation, and non-citizen multinationals that have purchased Congress.
I believe a trade policy should be crafted to protect the sovereignty of the nation, the economic independence of the nation, and the standard of living of the American worker. Our present trade laws are designed to protect the freedom of transnational corporations to abandon their country, to desert their workers, and to go abroad in search of the highest immediate profits at the expense of the community and the nation that nurtured them.
Free trade is supposed to mean simply no tariffs on either imported or exported goods between countries. A tariff is another word for a tax. By using the word free, the corporate elite makes free trade seem good. After all, anything that's free is good, right? While Americans buy over 45% of China's exports, China buys less than 3% of our exports. The corporate fascists pushing globalization call this free trade. But is this fair trade? Let's take a closer look at the implications of this term, free trade, and see how high U.S. corporate taxes, European VAT tax rebates, and World Trade Organization rules conspire to make trade between the U.S. and the rest of the world anything but free.
The European Union is gaming the system against the United States. For example, when we had corporate tax rates, which are relatively...
I had to stop it there. I heard Pat Buchanan, and this dude really irks me because he is the epitome of the fascist government and the fascist style of control as a peon, because that's all he is a minion. He does their dirty work. This is the very same person that during the Nixon era implemented and was a part of the U.S. default. They don't tell you that the U.S. defaulted in 1971. They try to basically loosely talk around it. But whenever you hear this guy talk, just know that this is coming from someone that is a minion in the overall controlling of people. Nothing. Most of what he says serves an agenda for someone else. And then what they try to do is they try to have some political correctness in there, which is always morally wrong. So just wanted to get you heads up on this dude. So let's go back.
Corporate tax rates, which are relatively equal, that would be a fair trade situation. Europe has cut its tax rates, average tax rates, corporations down to 24%. Ours are 40%. That gives them an advantage. How do they make up the money? They impose value-added tax on American imports of 15% coming into Europe and rebate the tax to European corporations exporting to the United States. This has the effect of a Smoot-Hawley tariff against the United States of America. And it is the reason why we run annual massive trade deficits with Europe.
But that's not even the worst damage the corporate fascist so-called free trade has caused. In 1993, a massive free trade bill was ushered through Congress. This trade bill was known as NAFTA, short for North American Free Trade Agreement.
What happens when you set up a free trade zone, as Hamilton set up in the United States, with the 13 states all becoming one common market? What happens is that a central government has to rise above it to enforce the laws and regulations. Hamilton set that up, and what rose out of that was the mighty American government. When the Europeans had the European Union, they made it initially a common market, a free trade zone. Gradually, this enormous government rose up of the European Union that now sits in Brussels, which is becoming a continental-wide government, and the states are losing their sovereignty and independence. If you have a global economy, then you're going to need some kind of political organization to manage and control it and enforce its rules. The beginnings of the world government already exist in the World Trade Organization, the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, the new International Environmental Authority, Kyoto. All of these things are the embryonic institutions of a world government.
There definitely is a plan to consolidate the United States, Mexico, and Canada. It's more than a plan. The beginning stages already are well underway. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing depends on the type of government that will be created. If we had the type of constitutional republic that we were given by our forefathers, if that were in place today, and if that were the concept, the kind of a government that we were going to use in the merger of Canada and Mexico with the United States, I think it would have a lot to be said for it. I would probably be in favor. But that is not what's happening today. What is happening today is the merger of these three countries into a collectivist super-regional government. By collectivist, I mean it will be totalitarian in nature. There will be very little room for individual rights. It will all be dictated from the top, and it will be practically a model of what we're now seeing happen in Europe and the European Union.
The North American Union is absolutely being built. We know about the NAFTA superhighways. We know about the trade agreements that are being set up. We've seen.
Can't hear anything.
We've seen a similar model already with the EU. So, I think it's pretty clear.
15 years later, the results of NAFTA are in. Heroin, marijuana, and illegal immigrants are pouring in over the U.S.-Mexican border. More than a million jobs
Let me stop this real quick. Sorry about that. I muted my phone and I didn't take it off mute. Sorry about that. But I was saying, and Brother Bragg was in queue. Brother Bragg, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, what's going on, Brother Bragg? I'm so sorry. When you said I can't hear anything, I was like, what? You can't hear me? And I didn't realize it because I put my phone on mute while the video was going on. Brother Bragg, what's going on? How you been? Where you been? But let's hear from you. What says you?
Hey, I was on a quiet task, man. I just sat back and quieted my voice, man, to get my mind right. My mind is always tight, but I needed to get it right.
Yes, I totally understand. Silence is key. But Brother Braggs, it's so good to hear from you, to hear your voice. Go ahead. What is it that you wanted to make comment on?
Well, I was listening to what Brother Davidson was saying. This morning I had this conversation with my better half, and I was talking about the TV set. Listen, they get you from all sides, whether you know it or not. They get you through the vibrational pitch of the music, the tone. They slowed it. They actually speeded it. Well, they slowed it down to make you act the vibration makes you act beastly, depending on what vibration they use. They know that they can raise the pitch or lower the pitch. There's a whole bunch of things to that. Also, when you're watching all these programs, a lot of times you're in a relaxed mode. Your subconscious mind is wide open.
Right.
And you're not protecting yourself because you're not, you're in the entertainment, relaxed, undefensive mode. So you're like a sponge. You don't know what your subconscious is sucking stuff up. And I was telling people, a lot of people, when they start acting out, they watch all these situations they have on, I don't even know what to call them. I don't watch TV anymore. Like these shows they have, I don't even know what they call the show, that they have our sisters, newly, scantily clad, with this Caucasian hair, with all kind of blonde and red, and they show the worst behaviors. And then people emulate them. Our young people watch this. Man, I'm just getting twisted just thinking about it. Cause I see
so many
young girls acting out that same nonsense that's on TV and it's all nonsense. They have actually been able to take godly people and make them ungodly.
Yeah.
Because people are not paying attention to what they're letting come into their subconscious.
Yeah, it's so true. You know what it is, Brother Wright? They put out that, they, like you said, they put you in a state, in a relaxed state. This is why when you do meditation, you are not in a state of, you know, your senses are heightened, but your overall energy is controlled. And that's what happens in a, what I like to call being in a catatonic state is the devil's meditation and the devil's yoga and the devil's practice of controlling your body from within. And that's done primarily through entertainment because you will go into a different state. And like you were saying, Brother Brad, you may be quiet, but your subconscious is open. And that's exactly what they do. And this is why they have these horror shows, these daggone so-called scary movies and all these other things, and you are being given messages that we carry out. And this is the thing about frequencies. One of the most important things about frequencies that people do not really pay attention to or give a lot of energy to or give a, or really develop is that when you create a frequency, when a frequency is created, it attracts something else. And what happens is this, we open ourselves up for all kinds of evil and we push all forms of our creative love out. And you can see that.
Now that's the metaphysical. You talk metaphysical now because people got to understand where you're going with that. Because there's things that we can't see that we let in when we're in a certain mode, we become receptive to things. We can call things forth that we don't understand when we get to school with things we don't understand. I mean, I'm not telling anybody to be scared of anything. Watch what you take into your psyche. That's all I'm saying.
Yes. Yes. Because you, whenever you bring something in, whenever you hold something, that doesn't give you room to take on other things that you hold. And what they give us to hold is all of the low frequency, all of the death, the disease, and the destruction, and then we walk away from love, prosperity, the eternal prosperous life, and the collective prudence that we all should have because we're carrying too much insanity in our lives.
Okay. You've been desensitized to be insensitive to your fellow man, to his demeanor. Yes. For instance, when you see a cop car pull a young brother up, he's automatically done something wrong. That's not the case.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But by this programming on TV, all the shows, I was watching a show the other day just per chance. This is what I saw. Because see, when I watch the shows, I see different things than other people. I'm a critical watcher. I'm not receptive like that because I pick it apart. That's what I do. But anyway, knock, knock, knock. You must open the door. It's the police. Come on, man. You're supposed to say, could we come in? That's what you're supposed to say. May we come in? You don't have a certain one. Maybe open the door. It's the police. Let us in. They gangster. Then when the dude didn't let him in, he bust. They bust in. Now that you know that's illegal, man. But see,
that's
is the
totally,
whole thing.
That's
you talk
totally
about
illegal.
Free will. Remember what these Nazis did? They fluoridated the water to subdue the people. They're doing the same. Everything is the same. That's why I tell people study the Nazis. If you study the Nazis, you see the American program. It's a mirror. Because the same people are running the same program. That's why I would quiet for 2 weeks. I need to be quiet.
Man, brother Braggs, I'm so happy to share. And you know what, everyone, I just want to tell you, I love Brother Braggs so much. His laugh and just talking to Brother Braggs, you get so much, but that laugh is so classic and is so, it's really encouraging. It's like, you know what, we could do anything together. I'm not worried about it. Brother Braggs, you here? Cool. All right, I'm ready. Let's go. So, yeah, Brother Braggs, this is something that we have to really retrain ourselves to become the harvesters of real good edible sustainable fruit instead of us picking up the rotten. Go ahead.
But I wanted to say this, Dad, on that part of that liberal program and those programming techniques. Look, a lot of times when you see people acting badly, they don't even realize they're acting bad. They're acting out the program that they see on the television that they don't understand has been kind of like blueprinted into their computer circuit board. And see, I say it like that because that's how they hit you. They hit me subconsciously. So when you get in a situation, you start acting not like yourself. You're acting like shit you saw on TV. Excuse my language. I'm trying not to use profanity.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing a lot of stuff. Because words are powerful, man.
Yeah, they are.
I realize the ramifications and the implications. So it's deep, man. I've been on some deep thought, man. I see how our sisters are taking these. I watch some stuff on YouTube. These brothers who profane our sisters with terrible, terrible words, man, terrible. And I can't understand. For the love of me, you had a mother. There's no way you can here without a mother. Yeah. How can you? How could you? Why do you? That's just how it strikes me.
You know
me.
What, brother? Yeah, it is. And so I'm glad you brought that point up because I was speaking to one of my best friends that happened to had come to Dallas, and we were talking, and I told him that we no longer have a culture. All we have is that we just follow trends. And if you're following trends, that means you've abandoned your culture. And that is one of the things in totally getting people to be wanderers. The wandering so that you will wander forever and know not a place that you can call your own. You have no anchors of land.
You're the originator. You got to start following the beast.
Yes.
You are the original man. You're the maker, the owner, the queen, the father and mother of civilization. Know this in your heart. It makes you a beast on this planet. Come on, all you got to do is know. And then you got to believe it. I bring forth proof for you. Man, once you know who you are, it ain't no more problem. You will no longer be a leaf in the wind. Know thyself, for ye are gods. You've been told.
Right.
You've been given all you need to have. You make it manifest.
So true. You know, Brother Braggs, one of the things that I talked about at the top of the show, I really want to bring in the Book of Enoch.
I got you.
We really need to talk about some of the things that actually can help us see who we really are. As you said, know yourself for ye are gods, because you are creators. And it really is, what are you going to create? Are you going to create death and destruction?
If you follow that beast, you will. But if you follow that voice inside you, that spiritual voice inside you, then you won't be the beast. You'll do everything but be the beast. You know what? You'll find things like this. It's silly stuff to me. Man, look, I respect insects, man. We all say this shame, it's the same breath we share. It's the same breath of life in each body. Each man is manifest. For each second, you get to suck in the same air. The breath, most important.
In the U.S., are now performed.
Hold on one second, brother. I was messing up. I was running the video. Oops. One second. Go ahead, brother Ray.
In control.
Just talking about that breath we all share. It's really deep. who yeah. you are and what you are.
And I think it's liberating once you know, because then there is no chain that can bind you, because you give no one the key to your existence. And that is where I think is in our best interest. I never ever want to control anything. I want to partake in those things that align with my spirit. And I try to align my spirit as much as I possibly can with those things that I was created uniquely by the great creator. And I don't want to imitate or emulate anything that man has created. And
yeah, man, I look at it like we birds, man. We're supposed to soar to the highest
yeah.
heights.
Yeah.
And as you soar to heights, you're going to have lows, but you're going to have highs. You don't ever lose, you learn. You never lose, you learn. And see, when people, if you approach it like that, you'll learn every day. You never lose, you learn. As long as you put forth the effort, something will manifest from that effort. If it's a genuine effort, whatever you're trying to do. And this is what I find for myself, but you got to believe, though. I'm saying I can say anything to you. If you don't believe in yourself and what you're trying to do, you must believe. You know, another thing that disrupted me this week, I was looking at TV because I was watching this clown. And that's another reason I had to be quiet. Donald Trump was giving me the business. But as I sat and reflected about watching this bozo the clown, if America would put him up there and let him insult the people who pay the bills of America, the people who fight the wars of America, you hear what I'm saying? The people who work the menial yeah. jobs in America, you have the nerve, the audacity. Don't you know we the ants, brother? Now, peep my game. We the ants.
Yeah.
Don't let the ants have to move on you. Same.
Yeah.
It's deep, man.
Yeah, it is. And I haven't talked much about that because, as you know,
clown,
brother.
Man. Clown.
Yeah,
insightful.
Exactly.
The shit he's saying is hateful and insightful. Man, do you know his veterans in this country, man? I mean, I'm tripping on these people, man. I'm like, they can't be so ignorant, arrogant. I don't know what the hell you call it.
I'm going to tell you what I call it. And you hit the nail on the head, as we have talked many a times. Brother Braggs and I have talked many a times. And when you study the Nazis, you see exactly what's going on. America will have a new Hitler. And this is the environment in which you have to have in order to create the entry and to roll out the carpet, the red carpet of blood that will be spilled for the new Hitler. And that's exactly what's being established, because in this video that we were listening to, and I want to we'll catch this later on. This video that we were listening to, you can see that war is a tactic that is used as a form of governance, exactly, against the people. And this is where they're going to continue. They are letting you know, and we've been talking about this since we started Tando Radio Show, that there is a new Hitler that is coming. And now you're seeing the introduction of it by so many different ways. And guess what? America will fall right into it. But they may just change one or two things, but it will all still be the same in the end result. The U.S. is going to follow the way of the Weimar Republic and the Third Reich of Nazi Germany and follow Germany's path to destruction. Why? Because they need to do that in order to continue and to succeed in the practice of demonic government. This is the conspiracy agenda. And this is what is being
Dave. It's not conspiracy, Dave. It's part of the puppet master and the orchestration. That yeah. race war thing, and I hope my brothers be picking gang. Don't get caught up in this race war nonsense. You do what you're supposed to do every day. Don't get caught up in all this hype that they're trying to. This race war, it's some nonsense. Now they might be some knuckleheads to do some dumb things, but don't you get caught up in that paranoia nonsense, because that's
right.
nonsense. You know
right, it is. You know, Brother Beck, it wasn't, when I say conspiracy, I take it from what the real meaning of
conspiracy. It's not conspiracy, man. This shit is real with you and me talking
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not conspiracy. People try to blow you off like we crackpots. We're not crackpots by no means.
Right, right, right. No, no, we're saying the same thing. What I'm saying is a conspiracy. Yeah, where two or more people come together to commit a crime. That's a conspiracy.
This whole thing is a criminal conspiracy.
That's what I'm saying, and it's an agenda, not a theory.
But fooling people as far as who's a citizen, who's not a citizen. Just look into this stuff, man. This shit fascinates me, man. Three-fifths. So cool. We three-fifths, we weren't in the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence. We weren't in that.
No.
Because at the same time, they're making these documents, 1776, fighting this war for freedom from Britain and whatnot. They're enslaving us in our own country. Now, listen to what I'm saying. They're enslaving us in our own country. Because we was walking around here, we was cool. Till these cats came over here. These intruders, these pilgrims.
Infiltrators.
These murderous, rapists, these criminals. With Columbus. And conspirators, as you said, he had conspirators with him because he brought people to look like us. They brought him here.
Yep.
It's deep, man. It is deep. It's the greatest story never told, man. These brothers got to keep game. We put them on game right now. They're listening to it. The greatest story never told.
And it's so important that we have this because we need to know exactly where we are so we don't fall for the traps that are being laid out in front of us. As you said, don't fall for this ploy, this race war ploy and that ploy, because that's what they want you to do. And how do they actually bring that about through the media propaganda? You see what's on mainstream media right now?
They have
nothing about developing your individual God-given capabilities, which is the strength of your existence. They want you to be like sheep and cattle and to walk and to think that you can find safety in numbers. If that is the case, then you're defiled. Right. You must comply. If that was the case, then why didn't the great creator God Almighty have your mother have a whole herd of you at the same time? Because it would have been safe for you. What was done was that it was the most beautiful singular event that you experience in this physical life. And it's, you know, it's so important that we understand these things. Listen, we're going to go to a commercial break. Hold on, Brother Braggs. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. If you'd like to get in on, we're going to talk about some of the things that were talked about in this video so that you can see where you are and develop who you are. Your great individual attributes are something that should be on full display. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, hit *61. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. That's 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And with us on the line is our brother Bragg. So happy to have him back. So happy to hear from him. And as always, dropping some real gems and some real truths about who and what we should be doing and thinking about and what is really beneficial to us all. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. So we were talking about...
You know what, Dave? I'm sorry. I was looking at that 3/5 rule yesterday in the 13th Amendment. I found it to be quite cagey. And that's why when you said conspirators, my mind started reeling. These cats who wrote this stuff, if you go check, you're going to find out these boys had Esquire in front of their name. You're not supposed to have Esquire in front of your name if you're an American government.
That's right.
Talking about Jefferson. Jefferson, Adams, and Washington. These boys had Esquire in front of their name. How they got Esquire? That mean they was traitors. They was criminals, bro. You see what I'm saying? Now, the history that they taught us is cool. But I'm saying, go do your own research on our history. You're going to be, man, look, there's 1,500 pyramids down the Mississippi River, Poverty Point. There's one up in Louisiana. I'm sorry, it's one up in Illinois. They're in Mexico. They're in South America. They're in the Grand Canyon. The pyramid
in the Grand Canyon.
Google it. So don't believe me. Google it. See, that's why I tell you, we the maker, the owner, the mothers, the fathers of all civilization. When you see these, all these different people, the black woman is the mother of all these people. Pete Gang, know who you are. If there's a God, you are the God. Know yourself, for you are God. You're the creator of all of these people. That's all I'm saying. And you can look at Google some shit. Look, go to www.realhistory.com. They're gonna blow your socks off, man. I want brothers to be on real game. I want them to be fortified in their heart of hearts, where the goal lies.
I love it. I love it. Brother Braggs, that's so true. You know, and until we start to take back our existence, and that's so true, we have to take back our existence. And that
don't let nobody tell you who you are. Know who you are. Do your research. Know who you are. And when you know who you are, you can throw Sunday punches at people. I'm saying, I done had debates with people, because see, when they look at you, first of all, as a black man, they want to disrespect you because they don't believe that you open books, that you have intellect. Listen, we are the fathers and mothers of all intellect. We are the mothers and fathers of all excellence. We are the standard, the touchstone. And when you see, this is what, that's why I'm telling you, they took God and made him ungodly. Just Pete Gang. Once you realize, you open that light, that God light, that's what I'm talking about. Let that God light in you flood. It don't come from without, it comes from within. It's in you already, but you gotta polish off that temple that it's in so it can shine. I'm saying, because they done made us ungodly, man. We don't understand. Look, they took God and made it. This is what I'm saying, in every respect. Just think, in the last 40 years where we came from, you almost my age, David. I'm 60. I seen it when, man, look, we the salt of the earth. Y'all just don't know who we are.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. All this TV hype, all this nonsense, man, that ain't who we are. Hell, they didn't go get us because we was nobody. They didn't got us because we were astronomers, mathematicians. We were wise. We knew how to grow anything. We were the animal husbands. The scientists. Man, every major invention in this country came from us. We built this. This is ours. We are the cornerstone that was rejected. But that cornerstone, you need him now. Believe it, they need us, bro. This planet needs us.
Yeah, definitely. That is so, so true. And we have to understand the zenith that we are. And so important that we do. So, hey, listen, everyone, we'd like to get in on the conversation. You have a question, a comment about some of the things that you've heard today and from the video that we played. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, then hit star 61. You know, some of the things that I think is really, really important for us to check out. And when you listen to these things, what this video was basically telling you, and it was done from this standpoint, it was actually done to further the actions of deception, because there was so much deception that was in this video, because it still started to foster and to have you to have a relationship within the government. And I hope you were able to pick up and you saw how they were starting to, this was the starting of the process to bring the U.S. up on its corruption charges to the whole world, so that the U.S. can now be ostracized by the whole world, and then they're going to bring up another so-called beacon of freedom when that won't be it of all. The only freedom that they will ever give you is enslavement by rights. And that's not you being self-determining, free, and independent. That's you being a citizen. And every citizen will be duly marked. Every citizen will be duly recorded. And every citizen will have to pay unreasonable taxes.
You got to have your pedigree papers too, don't you? Because that's what you're talking about. Give me your papers. They put marks on them. The Jewish people, they put marks on them. They put numbers on them. Just think what he's saying. He's saying he's showing you a mirror of Nazism in America at work. And people, look, the media, they act like it's not happening. They're supposed to be free. They're supposed to be the land of the free, the home of the brave. What happened to all that? This is America's apple pie. We don't eat apple pie before. What we eat now? Contradictions? I don't know. Man, it's deep, man. It's deep, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to give me that gut shot every once in a while, man, to bring them back to reality. You know what I'm saying?
The classic, whatever. I love it. It's so true. And that's, you know, because that's really where we are. And the whole focus is that, to surmise this whole thing, and the reason why I play these things is so that you can see how the controlling school of obedience has taught us never ever to walk away. They've told us to sit down, taught us to sit, lay down, and to stay. And those things are causing us not to progress as individuals and as people in general, and not to progress with all the living things around us. Everything, we should be in harmony and in living in communion with every living thing around us. There is no animal that you should be fearing. Yes, animals do have their instinctive prey and everything else. But there's no animal that you should be fearing. There is no animal that you should actually. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Brad.
The mighty savage European. He will kill anything. Yeah, there is an animal you should be feared of. You should watch the mighty European, because he kills things. And he kills them for fun. And he kills them for ritual. Because he is a killer. You know?
Yes.
And I'm being facetious, but it's true. It's true.
Yes.
There are some things you got to pay attention to. Europeans with guns, you pay attention to him. He's dangerous. No doubt about it.
Not fear. But see, there's a difference between having fear and being conscious of things. And definitely that's what you're talking about. Exactly. Be conscious of things, but not to have any form of fear of anything, because there isn't anything that you really need to be afraid of, but you should be aware and conscious of everything that goes on around you. And so this is a very, very, important time. And I think that, you know, what we're seeing throughout going on in the world, one of the most important things that we could do is find that self-liberating path of us individually. Brother Braggs finds it in books. I find it in reading and in researching and in investigating. And that makes us better. You have to really look at you and see the qualities that you have and what you have been given out of love, and not the burdens that you carry that has been placed on you in the bags of your life is out of deception, manipulation, and hate. And when we carry all of these things, it makes no room for love. And this starts to play on our psychological well-being. And this is why we have the mental illness that we have. This is why we have the low self-esteem that we have. This is why we just want to be accepted and a part of something. This is why we just search out for the acceptance of this group and that group. And I want to identify myself with this and identify myself with that. When you were born with the perfect identity. Never surrender that. Use that and develop and nurture that, and the whole world will be much better. It's about you being the individual that you are. Some people look at different people that think different and talk different, and they call them strange. No, that's a beautiful thing that they just done, because they were willing to actually suppress the fear mongers and the fear that is pushed all around us, and to be different. Did you see the beauty in what they said and what they've done? It should give you cause to recognize that you can do the same thing, but by your paintbrush, by your abilities, by your skilled hands and your skilled thinking. And you be individuals, and you nurture that, because individuals are never, ever conquered. Groups are conquered. This is something that we first have to understand. The power, the importance and the power of you, the universe of you. So, so important. But just, you know, where we are. And, you know, Brother Braggs, I don't know if you, I know that you were probably listening, just some of the things that these people were saying. And all of these, you know, they were basically, what was happening is that they were developing, and they're developing now for another change. And the change that they want is not going to be for the good of you. It's actually going to be at the expense of you. And that expense is going to be where you surrender and you start worshiping the man God. Hear what I'm saying?
No, sir.
Hear what I'm saying? The man God. And that man God being the government. One of the God, greatest
ploys. How are you going to worship a God outside yourself? There's no force greater than you outside yourself.
Right.
That's the first thing you got to see. Once you realize your power. See, the government is supposed to work for you, but you let the government become a corporation. And that corporation wants to make you a product in there on their show.
That's
I'm not a product for a corporation. I was born an individual, and I'm just like a bird. I soar. And no man can tell me I can't soar, because my creator gave me everything that I need to soar. Everything.
Yeah.
And who are you? Without taking my physical life, you can't stop me from soaring.
Yeah, right.
Now you could kill the body, and I'm gonna go back to the energy, the infinite energy that I come from. And I'll probably be worse next time.
You know, there is no institution that should rule us, and that's what happens. It so happened, and they've changed. We have to break this cycle of something else having dominion over us and you.
Church, state,
nothing does. The religious practices that they give you and that they taught you to be a part of is so that you will be a part of the system that they created to rule over you.
Ooh, Dave, could I say one more thing, Dave?
You said religion.
I'm not going to believe religion, but I'm going to say this. I got some of my religious relatives last week to Google this. Reverend Charles Kopech Jones, 1842. Google that. The religious doctrine for religion in America for the Negro. It's the foundation of your churches. Read it. It's very, 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 very enlightening. It will blow your socks back, no doubt. I'm telling you, I just gave you some pure reading that's going to make it. Woo! Look, my niece, my sister, my other sister, my big sister was mad at me. But once my niece read two pages, I couldn't get off the phone. She held me for 2 hours. My sister did the same thing. She held me for an hour. I said, look, just let me go read it. They want to talk to me about it. Look, tell me, when you read it, we can talk about it. Because it's that Reverend C.C. Jones, 1864, the religious Negro doctrine in America. Just Google Reverend C.C. Jones, his own man. It was,
Well, there you have it. Brother Bragg just gave you something to study, and for you to actually Get acquainted
They're going to take you to Atlanta. They're going to take you to Georgia. You're going to see where Virginia. They're going to take you where this stuff come from. They're going to get into your Negro slave color. They're going to take you in there. They're going to open doors you probably don't want open. I'm telling you. But this is education. Don't be scared. Just peep game, because that's what it is. You're not supposed to read this. You're a slave. Some of us were. You're never supposed to read this. They were killing people to teach you this. You can't read. But now you can. So peep game. Please peep game. Please do it.
It's definitely, I posted inside of Tando Radio Show for all of you to check out. And it's the documents of the American South. And we'll definitely put that there. And I will post it inside of channel. I don't think I can right now. But, okay, everyone, listen, we got to get out of here a little early today. And I want to just say, Brother Bragg, so good to hear you. So good to just to spend that time with you again. Let's continue this. We got to do, I wanted to do something as soon as you're ready. Let's get, do a couple of shows. I definitely want to do one on the Book of Enoch, and a couple of other things. So telling, but, I truly appreciate
I got the Book of, Enio and the Nephilim to go with that. I just have that book.
Yes, that's a good one. That's a good one. I know.
So, yeah.
As always, Brother Bragg, thank you so much. All right, everyone, that's going to be Tando Radio Show today. Just want to thank you all. Peace, Brother Bragg. Good to hear from you. Just want to thank you all for listening today. And remember, before you ask for a blessing to be a blessing, it's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later, because eternity reigns. You can never, ever, ever die. The physical body makes a transformation. And the spirit leaves the body, but the eternal energy can never be extinguished. And like I said, God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. And until then, much love and much respect. We'll talk to you later. Good night. Peace.
It's amazing how you love. Love is kind, love can give and get no gain.